everyone. I'm Matt Mullen, and I welcome you to the July 3rd, 2025 episode of FreePod.
And I'm Alan Wenzel. Now, let's see what's going on. Several streets in Freeport are undergoing summer updates to water mains, sewer systems, and repaving. The streets affected include Carroll Avenue from Galena to Empire, Cleveland Street from Burchard to Locust, and Blackhawk Avenue between Empire and Dewey Streets. Now, residents are reminded that construction areas are reopened at the end of each workday so that residents can access their driveways. Now, delays may occur, and it may sometimes take longer to maneuver in the area, but please watch the signage because that gives crews the proper space and safety area to work, and ignoring them could result in injury, project problems, and more. So pay attention and obey the signs for everyone's safety.
The city of Freeport is hosting an electronic recycling event on Saturday, July 19th at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds from 8 until 2 p.m. Freeport residents can bring up to three items with monitors, includes TVs, laptops, computer screens, and smartphones. Other accepted items without any limit will include keyboards, computer towers, speakers, printers, and fax/copy machines. Appliances will not be accepted. This recycling event is only for Freeport residents, and attendees will be required to present a Freeport ID before dropping off their items. This collection is another step toward ensuring the community is free of illegal dumping, and the city appreciates all who participate in accomplishing that objective.
The Freeport Police Department's July 4th Traffic Enforcement Safety Campaign will be running through next Monday, July 7th. Police Chief Chris Schenberger is asking all residents and visitors to celebrate Independence Day safely by not driving under the influence of alcohol, cannabis, or other impairing substances. Officers will be working diligently to keep impaired drivers off the road and ensure that everyone is buckled up. The Freeport Police Department joins the Illinois State Police and more than 200 local police and sheriff's departments for this statewide effort. The campaign is made possible by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Highland Community College has announced that Michael Broskowski has stepped into the role of the Cougars athletic director. Originally from Wisconsin, Broskowski's parents live just 80 miles from Freeport in Jefferson, Wisconsin, and he's very familiar with Highland. A graduate of Western Illinois University with a degree in broadcasting, he began his professional career in sports media, serving 5 years as director for broadcasting and media relations in minor league baseball. He pursued a master's degree in sports administration from Arkansas State University and made a successful transition into athletic administration as the associate athletic director at Arizona Western College. In other coaching news, Highland Community College has named Eric Walton head coach of the men's basketball team. A former standout at Joliet Junior College in the late 90s, Walton helped his team achieve a third-place finish at Nationals. He went on to play at Eureka College, where a leg fracture shifted his perspective from player to coach. He later earned his degree in history from Aurora University. He served as an assistant coach for Joliet Junior College at the NJCAA National runner-up and national championship seasons, and later contributed to high school basketball programs in Coal City and Oregon, Illinois. He has been an assistant coach for the Cougars since the 2022-23 season, helping the team navigate highly competitive National Junior College Athletic Association Division I ranks. Since 2007, Walton has worked as a social worker. In 2020, he joined Malcolm Eaton Enterprises in Freeport, where he supports individuals with mental and physical disabilities.
Thanks to a $38,000 grant from Red Rover, a national animal welfare nonprofit, Voices of Stevenson County will be upgrading and refreshing its shelter pet program. Voices Executive Director Beth Maskell says that the grant will enable the organization to expand capacity in their shelter pet program. They will renovate 2 bedrooms in the shelter so that they're more pet friendly. They will upgrade the outdoor dog play area and fund veterinary care and short-term boarding for pets who cannot stay in the shelter with their owners. Maskell notes that only 19% of shelters in the U.S. are pet friendly, and statistics show that survivors will stay in an abusive relationship rather than leave their pets behind. Red Rover awarded grants totaling over $500,000 to various agencies throughout the country, with Voices being the only Illinois organization selected. Voices assists survivors of domestic and sexual violence and assisted more than 800 individuals last year.
FHN is once again offering Safe Sitter Essentials with CPR on Saturday, July 12th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the lower level of FHN Memorial Hospital in Freeport. The class is designed to prepare students in grades 6 through 8 to be safe when they're home alone or babysitting. The full-day course is $50, which includes the Safe Sitter Essentials student handbook, completion card, and basic CPR skill practice. Please note that this class does not qualify attendees for full CPR certification. Financial assistance is available for eligible students, so for more information or other questions, you can call 815-599-6707. Registration is required and can be done online at fhn.org/safesitter.
The expanded drive-through area and new parking lot for Culver's in Freeport is now open to customers. Final touches will still need to be made, but the added space will increase the capacity for customer parking and provides more room for vehicles who want to access the drive-through lane. And in other news, Tutty Baker Fest is coming to Freeport July 11th through the 13th. Find out more about all the events to be enjoyed at this community celebration, which is packed with fun for all ages, by searching Tutty Baker Fest on Facebook.
There are a number of firework events planned to celebrate Independence Day in the Freeport area. The dates and locations include on July 3rd, you can go to either Hanover, Shannon, or Warren. On the 4th of July, Stockton, Galena, and Mount Carroll will have displays. On July 5th, you can find some in Apple Canyon Lake, Warren, and Savannah. And on July 12th in Freeport as part of Tutty Baker Days. Fireworks will wrap up in our area on July 19th with a show in German Valley.
Music on Chicago continues tonight with a performance by The Real Deal featuring the Synergy Band. This popular music event has been a tradition for over 20 years in Freeport and takes place on downtown Freeport's Art Plaza at the corner of Chicago Avenue and Douglas Street. The $5 entry donation, children under the age of 5 are free, gives you access to the summer's best party and local food vendors. Volunteers will be serving alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages during the event. Gates open at 5:30.
Next Wednesday, July 9th, movie lovers can enjoy The Great Escape, the next offering in the Select Picks Classic Film Series at the Lindo Theater. Hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel, this 1963 World War II action film is based on actual events and features an all-star cast, headed by Steve McQueen and James Gardner. Showtimes are 1 and 7 p.m., and both will be followed by a discussion about the movie. This year is the 15th year of the film series, hosted by Ed and Alan. If you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by the Rebuilding Together Stevenson County. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 to 5 to serve brats, burgers, hot dogs, and those famous ribeye sandwiches. Also on Saturday morning, don't forget to see what's fresh and delicious at the two farmers markets in Freeport as well as in Lena.
Then on Sunday, July 6th, don't miss the Music Under the Stars annual patriotic concert by the Freeport Concert Band at 7 p.m. at the Koenig Amphitheater in Cray Park. The concert will celebrate our country and honor our armed forces and will include the added excitement of Battery G, 2nd Illinois Light Artillery, and their live cannon fire. Be sure this holiday concert is on your calendar. We also realize we forgot to mention that June was Dairy Month, but we're happy to celebrate ice cream and cheese at any time. According to the Dairy Ag Mag, the average American eats 37 pounds of cheese each year. Mozzarella and cheddar are two of the most popular cheeses in the country, and U.S. dairy farmers like those right here in the Northwest Illinois area provide the milk to make more than 7 billion pounds of cheese each year.
If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com. Click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website at cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of the Freepod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview where Freepod host Matt Mullen visits with Freeport Mayor Jody Miller all about Tutty Baker Fest, which is coming up July 11th through the 13th. The interview is available online and can be listened to at any time.
Next Tuesday, Freepod host Tim Connors interviews Xavier Lissandro, a Freeport High School graduate currently in his senior year at West Virginia University. Lissandro is a master puppeteer who makes his own puppets and has worked with a number of professional puppet masters, including those involved in the creation of the Muppets. Your conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, July 8th. Be available to listen to then or any time after that. Just head over to our website. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us and more information on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ, in DeKalb at northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, that's time for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. For Al and I, Matt, wishing you a very happy 4th of July.